Hey, Asha.
Hello.
So you talked a lot about memes in your symposium presentation. Are you still as interested in them?
Or have I was really interested in my symposium talking about memes as a means of communication. So why we use memes as a communication base? Is it needed? Or why have we gone from using words to using memes, a simple like image or a TV show or a screenshot from a TV show, even a video, a GIF? Why we use those things as a meme, and what's the reason behind it, really, basically? And why has communication changed like that?
So do you think it's an efficient way of communicating or
using memes? I think there are hits and misses with it, because I talked about this in my symposium as well. It's just like when you use a meme as a reaction pic or as a way to show what you're feeling, I think if the person doesn't understand the meme, then the context of it in the way it's used is not understood. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like a joke, you can't explain a joke and then expect the other person to laugh after you've explained the joke, because it's just not possible. So I think memes are the exact same way. So
it'd be both like a smart way of kind of summing up an idea in an image, but also it can lead to miscommunication.
Yeah, definitely, because like you can use an image to represent so much things, but it's how you use it and how the other person understands it as well. Because like I might be using a meme to show I'm happy, but then you see it as I'm like crying or something, like, you know, some weird,
yeah,
there can be a differentiate.
Okay. Did any sort of new thoughts come up after your presentation and the feedback you got?
Yeah, I was thinking a lot about, obviously, I'm still thinking of memes as a way of communication, but obviously creating my own meme as a graphic designer and how much of a difference that can make, if that even makes a difference. Because just because I design it with the mind of a graphic designer, does it automatically become a meme? Do people want to use it or not? So I've been having a lot of thoughts about that as well. So that was one of the main things, yeah.
Do you think you'll go down the route of sort of looking into how they how you perpetuate misunderstandings, or...
I mean, I could definitely, that is definitely something I could look into, to see how memes are misunderstood, because personally, I don't think every single meme has been understood in the way that it wanted it to be understood. So that's made it the meme, like, that's not how we wanted it to understand, but that's how you understand it, so now it's become a meme like that.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, it's kind of like Chinese whispers, I guess, goes through.
Yeah, yeah, so like, one person will start the meme, another person will grab a hold of it, but they'll change it, maybe.
Yeah.
So a lot of people adapt a simple meme by adding a caption or changing the way it's illustrated, just so other people can understand it in a different way. So like, it kind of moves along in time as well. So yeah.
So do you think, you mentioned captions, do you think they help with the understanding of the meme?
Definitely, because it's just like a subtitle, isn't it? Like a subtitle helps you understand the film, or like an understanding of things. So having a caption will make you understand an image a lot more, because it does most of the explanation for you, right?
Yeah.
So looking at image, having that caption.
So the image by itself really isn't enough.
That's what I think makes it confusing as a communication base. Mm-hmm. Like just having the image by itself. But obviously, with the added help of the caption, it makes it a lot more easy to understand, doesn't it?
So you're
like, okay, this is what it's supposed to mean.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Cool. That's really interesting. What's in your drawer in the show?
My drawer, funnily enough, has 5 different memes that I kind of want everyone to look at and describe it to themselves, or just write down what they think of that meme and like how they see it. And none of them have captions, so I want people to kind of just look at it and be like, oh, this
so
is
these
me.
Memes you made yourself or that you found?
No, they're all found memes. Mm-hmm. Things that I got off the internet that were popular and widely used in the last few years, and then like screenshots of television shows, just images and cartoons and stuff like that.
Cool. Do you think that will create a conversation between people?
It will do,
because
you'll start arguing like, no, it means this, and that's the way I kind of want to create. I want to be like, maybe that meme means this, but maybe it means this. And
are they like iconic memes that people will recognize, or
they're sort of recognizable? Because there are a lot of, some of them are celebrities, just for like Kim Kardashian, one of them, I'll just spoil it for you guys. One of those Kim Kardashians, like, people know her, like, celebrities become memes. I just thought I'd use one of her and see what people make of it.
Okay, cool. What reactions are you hoping from them?
I just want it to garner conversations, like, and start people communicate about memes. It's funny, right? So I start talking about the meme itself.
So is it like, is this experiment going to help you sort of move forward? Is this like a way of...
Yeah, it's a way of getting
research.
Feedback as well.
Because
I want to, obviously, in the coming few weeks, I want to be able to use those memes and see how people understood them and how I can change the way they understood it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So that's just the way that I'm using.
So, and could you see yourself expanding to any other visuals or kind of materials apart from the meme?
My first and foremost thought was using memes, but obviously with creating a meme, I wanted to try creating it with no images, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. creating a meme with no use of images. But obviously, that would be really difficult. So yeah. I just want to, like, think about that a little bit more. But yeah. that's kind of a route that I could possibly yeah. take.
Maybe just, like, the idea of kind of getting a message across, but without that visual.
Yeah, yeah.
So focusing on what yeah. happens when there is... What happens?
Definitely. Because I want to kind of integrate words back into it, because why are we using memes? That's yeah. like, one of my questions. Like, why have we... come to the point that we've, instead of saying how you're feeling or saying what you're yeah. thinking, that you're using images. Yeah. So I want to be like, yo, what's the deal here? Like, yeah. kind of thing. So, yeah.
Cool. So are there any kind of negatives to, communication-wise to memes, apart from their sort of, their ability to sort of miscommunicate?
I don't think memes have a sort of negative impact in the design industry as well. I wouldn't say that memes particularly have an absolutely negative thing. It's just that I was thinking as well, like, in the field of, like, if you got that so many memes, would you be able to spot one that's a designer's?
Yeah.
No, right? Like, yeah. I don't think I would be able to. I think there's just such a vast different meaning to memes that I couldn't be like, hey, that's a meme by a designer. Like, what makes it different? Like, what makes it different from everybody else's? And just because of how wide a meme is, like, it's so many things, like just sayings yeah. or videos or like,
and yet some people don't even know what memes are.
No, they don't. And like yeah. but they use it in their daily lives, and then they're not aware it's a meme until you're like, hey, that's a meme, and you're just like,
yeah,
aware.
It might also be interesting to look into how it's sort of a generation signifier yeah. and how it doesn't really communicate to older generations.
Yeah, no, that is actually one of the things I was thinking about. And also internationally, because yeah. I was talking to other people in our class as well, because obviously we've got really wide, or like, a vast sort of people from different areas of the world, and like how a meme is seen in their country, and like how, what they consider a meme, what they even use, and like what's the most popular meme for you, sort of thing as well.
That sounds really interesting. Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Asha?
Not really. I mean, I kind of think, like, communication itself is so broad that you can't just narrow it down to just the use of images and, like, the use of memes and stuff. So I kind of want to, like, explore that as well. Be like, hey, yeah. like, is it a meme that we can only use when we're communicating to others? Because obviously we communicate every single day, whether it's spoken, whether it's, like, images and stuff. And I kind of want to look into that as well.
Yeah.
And I also think that, at this moment in time, memes have become part of our vocabulary, like, whether yeah. you like it or not, like, you use it instead of words, right?
Yeah.
And then words are part of your vocabulary, like, the way
yeah,
you express
yourself. Yeah, there's
something
about it only being visual, too, and not, I mean, virtual and not physical, yeah. that's also really interesting.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't pass a meme, like, an image yeah. of a meme to someone, for, like, by a hand, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't
but
say...
But I guess that's what you did with your
yeah.
inner jaw.
Yeah, exactly, so that's what I was, like, kind of,
an interesting
like,
experiment,
it,
see
right?
how people respond
like,
to it.
It is a virtual thing as well, like, it's, like, something that you see, something that you look at yourself, something that you send in sort of messages and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
so.
Okay, so what made you interested in this topic?
I was looking at communication, and I looked at translation, a lot of translation. So I was looking at Walter Benjamin's Task of the Translator, and I was constantly translating that. And I thought, how can I go from, like, translating a piece of writing and how it's communicated to other people? What other ways of translation is there? What other ways of communication is there? And I thought of, like, the visual aspect, and I thought memes was, like, a big way of communicating now, and I kind of wanted to keep it kind of, you know, trendy, like, you know, without the hymns and stuff, so I was
yeah.
sort of looked at memes instead, and I had, like, a huge meme folder, like, it's got 800 images, so I was like, oh, I look at that, and I
so
just
so how did
through.
It take you to compile that folder?
You know what, funnily enough, not long, like, less than a year, I think, so
oh, wow.
I was like,
really
oh, God, like, and that's just me, like, imagine.
But it's funny
people.
How we do consume it, even without thinking, you kind of scroll through
yeah.
them all day.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
not all of us save them into a folder.
No, no, but I'm just that meticulous, so I kind of just saved it. I was just like, I gotta keep that future reference.
Well, I hope that we get a sneak peek into your folder sometime.
Sure. Maybe.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Asha. That was great. Thank you.